כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
בוא יהיה השם למלך הקבוש, והיום יהיה השם אחד, שמו יחד. So in the last פסוק we say, in between, אז יושב נשתף אחרי, בוא יהיה השם למלך הקבוש, והיום יהיה השם אחד, ושמו יחד. And that's the grand finality of this. Az Yosher was the time that we saw the Yad Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem. It was clear to everybody that Hashem is the one who controls the world. The most powerful army in the world was nothing. Like kash, like a piece of straw. Just Hashem blowing Kavayochav on them, stirred them up and caused them to drown. Now we're living in the world of Golis, where there are all types of forces in the world that seem so powerful. And every morning we say that pasuk, or yearning for, the time will come that Hashem will be the Melech al kol ha'aretz, entire humanity, entire creation will recognize the Malchus of Hashem. V'yom yehi Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Agmar says, Hashem Echad u'shmo echad. The full name of Hashem is Yud Kei Vov Kei. And that Shem Hashem is used when there's a full Hashuras Hashchina revelation of the Malchus of Hashem. In the Beis HaMikdash and Bayis Rishon, when there were the miracles in the Beis HaMikdash, when in 10th Hashuras Hashchina, the Kohanim, the Bechus Kohanim would say, the Bechus Kohanim Hashem Yud Kei Vov Kei. But when we're after the Chuban, and later on when we're in Golis, we use just the name of Yud Kei. Ko. Because Hashem Tzur Olamim, Hashem created the physical world with Yud Kei. Vav Kei represents the connection between the physical world and the higher level spiritual world. The whole thing all together. Now, that's what we're yearning for, and that's what we're saying every day. We recognize we're so involved in this physical world. This is not what it's all about. This is Ein Hashem Olay. We don't see the full greatness of Hashem. We don't see the Chasod and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How important it is to pay attention to what we're saying every day. To be focused. Not to be comfortable. We should be comfortable, but I mean, not feel that we have the spirituality that we need. We're happy where we are, so far away from it. Even living in Eretz Yisrael, we're still heavily embedded in the depths of the Golus, the confusion that people have, the Yetzer Hara's challenges. When we say this today, it doesn't only have effect on hastening the Gula, which it does. It also has a second effect. It has effect on the way we go through the day. If I want to be that type of person that is living with the Shem Avai, with the full name of Hashem, then that will affect the way I behave in the course of the day. It will affect my midas. I'm standing in front of a Kodesh Boko. I feel Hashem is with me. And then I won't get insulted. I won't get upset. I won't get angry. I won't think the whole time about all type of physical things that I'm lacking. I'll be happy with my lot, because I'm with Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeicha to yearn for the good things, appreciate what we have. Be zeicha soon to the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Olam. Hashem Echad u'Shmo Echad.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechakeh Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617-1111